is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Britain is one of the most heavily surveilled nations on Earth, with an estimated one surveillance camera per 11 citizens. It has cutting-edge technology for visually identifying criminals and software so sensitive it can scan an airport for a tattoo or a pinky ring. And then there is that team of genetically gifted humans known as super recognizers. And in a cervic order, a federal judge said 32 counties in Florida with Puerto Rican populations were obligated to provide Spanish language sample ballots. Countering reports from the Bureau of Labor Statistics that the typical workers' wages have declined since passage of the December tax cut, Trump White House said wages have in fact increased by 1.4%. The New York Times noted that a chart from the Council of Economic Advisers showed that even using the CEA's method of calculation, growth in real average hourly wages was slower in 2018 after the tax cut passed than in 2017, and that in both years wage growth was slower than during the last 2 years of President Barack Obama's presidency. Florida Supreme Court voted to throw off the November general election ballot, a controversial measure a lower court judge had said misled the public about its real purpose, which was to expand publicly funded charter schools in the state. In 2017, Texas added 81,000 union members, and their share of the workforce ticked up from 4% to 4.5%. A court in Marseille, France, ruled that the McDonald's in the St. Bartholomew neighborhood, prized by its workers for providing an alternative to the area's pervasive drug trade, could not be sold to a Middle Eastern foods operator, Halley Food, that the employees had never met. Given a choice of opting in or opting out to have their data shared by Verizon, only 10 million of Verizon's 116 million customers opted in. And many did so by mistake and have been advised by other customers how to get out, depriving Verizon of a huge income stream enjoyed by social media conglomerates. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.